Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the CHS podcast. Now, recently we released kind of a media quiz of sorts where we asked the student body and just everyone kind of just questions about what kind of media they enjoy, like games. Do they play games on their phone? What movies are they watching? What movies have they seen? What TV shows are they watching? Music-related questions and just everything along those lines. And out of our 99 responses, we got a variety of answers. So we kind of just wanted to, like, break down all of those questions and answers kind of by section and kind of just talk about, like, the different categories and see, like, what the people in the podcast think. So I want to start out with the playing games on your phone. Now, we have Beck and Caden here. I wanted to ask both of you, do you guys play games on your phone?
I don't. I try to keep games off of my phone. I like to separate games, like recreation and non-recreation, as much as possible.
Okay.
I kind of play games, but not necessarily all the time.
What games do you like? When you do play games, what games do you play?
Just whatever I find.
Well, on our answer for do you play games on your phone, we got a astounding 73.7% of people do play games on their phone. That's a lot of people. And we got 26.3% says no. Do you guys have anything to say about that?
I mean, just by getting that response from that survey, it's crazy how many people play games on the phone. But I'm surprised by the no's, because 26.3, that should have gone down, and the yeses should have gone up more.
Well, judging by the individual responses that we looked at, there were a lot of people who were older who also played games on their phone.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I assumed that playing games on your phone would be a more like younger Generation Z sort of thing, but it doesn't seem to be that way.
Yeah, there was a lot of Candy Crush and a lot of like word-based puzzle games. What we saw the most of, which it doesn't surprise me. I don't know, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, we actually do have results on what games that are played. So the most popular ones were Clash of Clans and Clash Royale, then we had Wordle, and then Roblox, and then we had Call of Duty Mobile. Is that it? All right, yeah, then Candy Crush, and some outliers like Township, Fish Dumb, and Farmville still.
Solitaire.
Solitaire, yeah.
Solitaire got a whopping 13 votes. I think that's funny. We also asked people what their, like, overall favorite, like, media is. Like, what do they prefer, whether it was just being on social media, listening to music, watching TV, movies. We forgot to add games to that. However, from what we did put on there, we got 45.4% said social media, 26.8% said music, 15.5% said TV, and 12.4% said movies. What do you guys think about that?
I'm shocked that TV and movies are so similar. From what I've been seeing, TV's becoming a lot more popular than movies. Like an attention span thing, I think. People, at least in our generation, they don't care about movies very much.
Yeah.
I think what Beck said, I agree with, because people are starting to like TV more than movies, but I feel like in the future that people would start to like movies and TV at
honestly, I think both are kind of going in, like, a downward trend. Especially with, like, all of the, like, poorly rated shows that have come out recently that just have not been popular and have not done well and no one enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Well, not no one, but a majority of people just did not enjoy. So, personally, I think that those are going to continue to kind of go down percentage-wise for a while.
Probably, yeah.
We also asked people if they've been to the theater in the last month, and we got a 39.8% yes, and a 60.2% no, which does not surprise me. I don't think theaters ever fully recovered from COVID.
No.
I don't know if they ever really will.
I don't think so.
Well, also, it's January, February. That's the period where, like, no movies are released. Oscars thing. So they released the bad ones around this time.
The only ones I can think of, there was Avatar, Way of the Water, that came out. What else came out recently? Ant-Man, Quantumania came out. Mm. I haven't seen that. I have no idea if it's good or not.
Puss in Boots came out,
Puss in Boots came out.
Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear, yeah. Cocaine Bear is coming out, too. Came out. I'm just surprised.
It doesn't sound like there was a lot of movies that people were just dying to go see in the theaters, to me. That's how that seems to me.
Yeah.
That season.
Yeah, I agree. We also asked people if they were currently watching a television series. 74.5% said yes, and 25.5% no. And we talked about what, like, TV shows people were watching. We got 52 responses for Stranger Things. We got 27 for The Mandalorian. We got 22 for The Last of Us. 19 for The Flash. And then we had 16 for Moon Knight and The You on Netflix. We got 12 for Peaky Blinders. And we got 6 for Ted Lasso or whatever. I don't know what that is. Do either of you guys know what that is?
I have no idea what Ted Lasso is, no.
We also got 26 for Loki, and the lowest, unsurprisingly, was Halo for 3. It's really funny. I don't know why they made that.
I don't understand it. I don't know why they made Halo. Shows
destined to fail.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huge fail.
An interesting thing is they have The Last of Us, which is 22. That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
And then for
a ton. And then Halo has none. That shows that it's not an issue of doing video game TV shows or anything. It's the execution.
It's just badly made.
And then for, like, Stranger Things, like, 52, I'm surprised by that one.
It does not surprise me. That is, like, the most watched television series of all time.
It's really good.
If, like, over half of the people are saying, yes, we are watching Stranger Things, even still now, mm-hmm. when the seasons 1 through 4, they've already been out for a while, a couple months. That many people are still watching it is astonishing.
It's actually 1 through 3. 4 hasn't came out yet.
Yes, it has.
Oh, yeah, they're making a 5th.
We also asked people if they pay for premium music. We got an 41.4% no, and we got a 58.6% yes. Do any of you guys pay for, like, Spotify or YouTube or Apple Music mm-hmm. or anything like that?
Nope.
I do. I think that number will rise a lot more in the next few years.
Which one do you pay for?
I pay for Spotify.
That doesn't surprise me. Do you prefer Spotify over everything else?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
The best algorithms, I would say.
The best algorithms?
It'll get you good music. If you take your time, it will show you what you want to see.
What about you, Caden? What do you use the most?
I use Spotify the most.
Really?
And that's about it. I will only use Spotify.
I'm one of those crazy people that uses YouTube.
What?
Yep, I use YouTube Music.
All right.
I don't know why. I prefer it. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Unpopular opinion.
Don't judge.
Yeah, I know. We also asked people if they have gone and seen a live concert recently, and we got a 59.6% no, and we got a 40.4% yes. I think that 40.4 is really high. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think that is just, I was not expecting it to be that high.
Me neither.
I'm surprised.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. That just seems...
I mean, ever since COVID, people have not gone to live concerts since then. But now that people have started to, it's gone up.
More people are going to live concerts than to theaters.
Yeah.
That's really weird to me.
I mean, it is not by much, but it's still a bit more. Mm-hmm. That 39.8 said yes to theaters and 40.4 said yes to live concerts. Honestly, though, personally, me, I'd rather go to a concert.
Me too.
Than same. A theater.
Theaters are too quiet. Concerts are just when you can have fun and do whatever.
It's not even that. It's just like, I don't know. Theaters are kind of boring.
Yeah.
They are.
Concerts are fun. You get to, I don't know, listen to music, jump around, meet people, do whatever you want. And that's kind of all we have to talk about. Oh, wait. No, that's not true. We had our movies watched that we wanted to talk about. We asked people if they've seen a couple different film franchises and how many have seen that. 70, astonishingly, this was the highest one. 70 people have seen The Hunger Games out of our 99 responses. 66 have seen Harry Potter. 60 people have seen Star Wars. 64 have seen Avatar. And 43 have seen The Batman. I was not expecting Hunger Games to wipe Harry Potter and Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Hunger Games is really good, but I'm surprised by that too. I didn't
Hunger
Games, it's just popular, I guess. People just like it.
I guess, but I haven't even heard anything about Hunger Games in years.
Because they finished them with like Mockingjay Part 2, and that was about it.
And I didn't even think they were ever really like, I think the movies were that much of a like phenomenon.
Yeah. I'm surprised Star Wars didn't even go out because that's still continuing with like The Mandalorian.
And even the fact that Harry Potter beat out Star Wars, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harry Potter's pretty good stuff.
I don't know. Harry Potter is definitely.
It's really good.
Insanely popular, especially with all the movies, the books, the games, everything like that. There's just so much Harry Potter out there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But do you guys have anything else you guys want to mention or talk about or anything?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Okay. Well, then I think we're going to wrap it up. That was our kind of review of the quiz that we sent out. And we want to thank everyone for listening and for tuning in. Goodbye.